police have launched an attempted murder investigation after an off-duty officer was confronted at his front door by a masked man with a shotgun. Mark Lindsay is the chair of the Police Federation. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
What else can you tell us at this point?
Well, I think, first and foremost, I think we're very fortunate that we're not looking at a fatality over the last couple of days. I think whenever this police officer came to his door, or went to his door yesterday morning, and was confronted with someone with a shotgun, it was a very, very serious situation. An attempt was made to discharge the gun, as far as we're aware, and that officer could have been killed or quite seriously injured.
Do we know, was the officer alone in the house at the time?
The information I have, he was. He was alone, and it was his vigilance that actually saw somebody creeping about outside his house at the time.
Is there an issue, Mark, with police officer protection when they're off duty?
Well, for some considerable time now, police officers have worked in Northern Ireland under severe terrorist threat, a threat which emanates both on and off duty. So police officers in Northern Ireland are quite versed in their own personal security, whether working or not. I think this is just another example of where they need to keep their vigilance at the highest levels and be prepared for any eventuality, whether it be a terrorist or a criminal.
You've said that this is a worrying development where we seem to have organised criminals now wanting to murder and intimidate police officers. There should be no place for this type of mafia-style behaviour. Who are these organised criminals? Are they former paramilitaries? And why are they targeting police officers?
Well, I think this is one line of inquiry that the PSNI are looking at this moment in time. But I think that when we look at the history of crime gangs and criminals in Northern Ireland, they're all linked to each other. Criminals and terrorists, they are interwoven. I think that these are the people who prey on society, the people who make money from preying on members of their society. And here is a police officer who's standing up to that, who's doing proactive work against these people, and has found himself now a victim of this attack.
How common, Mark, are incidents against police officers when they're off duty, when they're in their homes?
Well, thankfully, they're not too common, but either are they a rare event. You know, we do have police officers who are confronted on the streets on a regular basis by people who basically they've put in jail or they've convicted for different offences. But that goes with the job here. It's not a pleasant aspect of the job. And it's one thing that we always try to work with the PSNI and trying to deter and trying to protect those officers. But unfortunately, some people do think that it is acceptable to challenge police officers when they're off duty and even on duty, as we see on a daily basis.
You mentioned support. Is there support for these criminals in local communities?
I'd say there's absolutely none. They are the sort of people who make money off the backs of people in their areas. And we've seen that whether through drug dealing, extortion, other forms of organised crime, they are the very people who will bring a community and a society down. So without the police officer standing in the way of that, there are these people going amok.
And what about the officer that's involved in this particular incident? What support is there for him now? Will he have to leave his home, for example?
Well, that's always an option, but all that will be looked at properly and professionally assessed by the PSNI. They do have a structure where they will bring occupational health in to have a look at any needs he may have that way, and he will be supported. I know he has been spoken to by a number of very senior officers, and they have offered whatever support the organisation can give to this person, as will we, of course.
OK. Mark Lindsay from the Police Federation, thank you very much.